Dr. Jeff Snell, who is with the Quality Living Rehab Center. He's the director of psychology, and he's on the other end of our line. Dr. Snell, how are you?
Doing great, thanks.
I saw the story where this woman was run over by a pickup truck. She had severe injuries, including part of her brain, which had to be removed. She couldn't use her right arm or right leg, couldn't talk. Her goals are to walk again, to talk again, and the iPad is helping her do that. Tell us about that.
It's a really interesting story. You know, obviously she suffered very severe injuries. She's been involved in rehab since that time. It's been a little bit over a year ago since she was injured. Part of her injury involved the parts of the brain that are involved in speech, being able to produce language. And, of course, there are numerous different devices that are capable of, you can type and it'll speak what you've typed, dedicated devices. But in her particular case, the speech therapist, Lindsay Bougie, that's working with her, was hoping to find something that she could use in other parts of her life as well, and the iPad is a wonderful platform for that because of the many diverse apps that you can load onto it.
Well, it's very easy, and with the touch of a finger, a lot can be accomplished, whether it's communicating, whether it's getting things done around the house.
Yep, absolutely, or just during downtime as well. I mean, this allows Ms. Miles to practice some of the rehab goals that she's working on. She can do speech exercises on this. She can trace letters. She's relearning to read letters and words using this. And it also, during her downtime, allows her to, you know, she enjoys listening to the Beatles. It lets her have her music right there. Or, like many of us, she can play Angry Birds when she's got a few minutes.
Are we going to see more of this throughout the country?
I believe we really are, just because it is something that is so easily accessible. I mean, it is a technology that consumers can just pull off the shelf and take the place of a number of devices. In the same way that our, you know, cell phones have become multiple devices that we carry around with us.
Well, I've been talking with Dr. Jeff Snell, who's a neurologist with the Quality Living Rehab Center, director of psychology also. Thanks so much, sir.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling.